Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Daily Shift and welcome to Memorial Day. I hope everyone had a fantastic weekend. I know I did. I think there's only food pumping through my blood at this point. Like there's nothing. There's no more blood. It's just food. I had my birthday weekend. It was yesterday, so I got to enjoy that. With a day of gifts, and even like before the weekend even started, people were doing this, and I actually got in contact with people I haven't talked to in a while too. That was really nice. Like that, I was surprised that they remembered. But thank you all for the birthday wishes and everything. But more importantly, right now, it is Memorial Day. It's a fantastic day, and I hope everyone is enjoying it. I hope everyone has gone out and done something, barbecue, thanked a veteran or two. Speaking of which, like, I don't know. Have you ever met, like, a veteran and they, like, I mean, when you thank them, they're just like, oh, it's no problem. But of course, like, I mean, but it is. It's a big deal. They're like, no problem. It's what I do. It's like, no, like, I don't, like, they're being modest about it. And I love that. It's fantastic, isn't it? Like, because it's like you did so much and now you're just being modest. And it's like, well, now I got to give you more stuff. Like, here's a basket with chocolates and shampoo and conditioners and bottles of water, whatever you need. It's like, here's my car keys. But no, really, I hope everyone enjoys their Memorial Day and went out, spent time together with the loved ones, maybe even grilled. I couldn't eat anything else. I was just, I had like subs and burgers and that's not including today. Like, well, today I had burgers and hot dogs. Oh, I'm just so full. I'm like, hey, we're going to go out like to sell. I have a birthday breakfast on Sunday. And like, I was like, oh, please, no more food. I had nachos and, oh my gosh. I feel like I gained like 50 pounds just by talking about the food. Hopefully, like, you folks, like, saw some fireworks or went off and set off some fireworks. I know it's not the 4th of July, but I feel like fireworks are just a part of every holiday at this point. It's Easter! Pew, pew, pew! Wait, hold on, where is it? There we go. Ah, man. There was something that I wanted to touch on, but I'm just like, I'm so full. I can't even function right now. Like, sitting in a chair, I want to lay down and just go to sleep and just forget that today exists, not worry about it. And you know what? That's what is going to happen today. Like, for like, I'm going into a food coma for like the next couple of days. I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. Oh my gosh. Am I sweating? Oh, no. But I hope everyone enjoys their Memorial Day as we get ready to head into Tuesday already, right? Oh, and then somebody promised me a Fudgy the Whale cake or some kind of ice cream cake. Not to throw out a specific brand, but give me free ice cream cake. they're like, yeah, no, I'm going to bring you a cake. And somebody else is like, yeah, I'm going to take you to lunch next week. And I was like, oh my gosh. If you want to treat me, just take me to see Spider-Man across the multiverse. Is it across the multiverse? Yeah. I don't know anymore. There's so many Spider-Man movies. Not that they're bad. It's just that there's just so many of them. Across this, across that, going home, heading home, going to bed, waking up. There's so many Spider-Man movies. Also, the Flash movie. I do want to see that. Michael Keaton. it's Batman. If you didn't know that, then you weren't interested in the movie. So I'm like, oh, you just spoiled it. No, I didn't. That was like one of the really big hypes for the movie. Oh man, I just, I'm just so full. I have like cupcakes in the fridge. Oh my gosh. What do you do for your birthday weekend? Like the gifts and all that kind of stuff. It's like, have you gotten a bad gift on your birthday and you don't know what to do with it? I only receive like gifts that were like people like know me, even people who haven't like talked to me in a while. They were able to like, they were like, yeah, I sent you something. It's like, wait, what? You still remember my address? Creepy. Like, how long were you sitting outside my window? But no, they were able to send stuff to me and all that kind of jazz. So I thank them. Thank you all for the birthday wishes and a great birthday weekend, I guess. That is apparently continuing on this week. And don't forget to thank a veteran. Just like when you see one, like, or if you go down to the VA or whatever the case may be, thank them. Thank them for their service, because there are certain things that you don't have to do in life, and that's definitely one of them. And they volunteer, they sign up and things like that just to protect and serve, and it's phenomenal. The amount of courage it takes just to even sign, like, you know, so just thank them. And just like I thank you for tuning in. So we get ready to head to our first break, so that way we can get into the question of the day, and that way I can like do some jumping jacks to work off some of this food, because it is, I don't know if my stomach can take it right now, like walking and working out and running and stuff like that is definitely a way to help lessen the blow. Look at this. I'm yawning. I'm tired. I don't know if I'm tired or just full. Oh my gosh. Well, let's find out, shall we? As we get ready to head to our first break, you know how to find us. The Wisdom app, you can tune in live and listen. I can also stop by if you want to host. I can stop by and say hello and talk to you about whatever topic you have in mind. That's on the Wisdom app. You can also listen on the Jukebox Radio, on Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio. Don't forget the other phenomenal shows that are on those channels, just like there are other phenomenal shows on My Vibe in the Jazz Lounge. So it's never an excuse not to tune in. Don't forget about the ways that you can listen to the podcast. What is it? CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes. Oh my gosh. iTunes Music. Look at this. I'm going into a food coma. It's already happening. Like, my body's like, you know, like, my body's like, you need to go into, like, a deep hibernation. After the show, body, stick with me till then. CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Podcasts, so many other ways. And also, Amazon Podcasts is now a part of the mix. So, with that being said, we're going to take a break. Don't forget about Podcaster, folks. I forgot. Podcaster, which was formerly known as Anchor.fm. If you want to download that app, you can also listen there. So many ways, so little time. This is The Daily Shift. We'll be right back after a phenomenal break. Keep it locked. Welcome back to The Daily Shift. And if I sound laissez-blah about today, it's just because I'm so full, I'm so tired. There's not much energy left. Even if I drank a Red Bull, like, it would just blend in. Like, the food would absorb it, and it would just be like, I'd still, there would be no energy left. But somehow, I know people can relate to this. No matter how little energy people have or how upset they are, they still have the energy to be rude or mean or whatever the case may be. Like, Okay. Would people rather, like, why do, like, people would rather insult someone rather than build them up? Like, especially on social media. I mean, I'm not huge, like, I don't really do the social media thing. It's not for me. That is something I do know. But they insult everything. But when it comes to building people up, it takes a backseat, like, except for veterans. I mean, I think that's the one, like, profession that, like, everyone gets a pass on, like, being insulted. It's like, really, what do you, what, first of all, if you say something bad about a veteran, then good luck to you. Like, I don't know how you're gonna be looking over the shoulder for the rest of your life. But it's, like, everyone would rather, like, no matter what, like, they could be, like, a school teacher or a nurse, but somebody always has something bad to say, like, oh, well, you shouldn't be a school teacher. I don't know. There's always something. Like, what's something, an insult that you recently endured? I don't think I've... See, I don't have, like, social media or anything like that, so there's not really much anyone can say to me unless it's in person. And I mind my business in person. Like, if I go out somewhere to do some shopping or whatever the case may be, I ensure, like, I just make sure I get in, get out. And plus, I have my headphones in, so I can't hear them anyway. Now people are like, oh, no, I said something to you. Like, you just had your headphones in. Well... Speak louder. Like, or do you ever get the sense that someone is talking about you when they're, like, whispering and giggling or something when you walk in a room? It's like, is this about me? For those who love that show, Everybody Loves Raymond. It was a great show. Sorry. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm just so full, folks. But yes, no, I think that, I think it's weird that, we'd rather, it would be a much better world if we'd rather build people up rather than tear them down with insults or whatever the case may be, because right now, as it stands, people would rather insult you. And as a quote that I've heard somewhere before, multiple times, hurt people hurt people. Which is sad. Like, I mean, when you're hurt, I would think that people would rather build up afterwards, like, take a breather, especially after a while, you know. And then of course you have the road rage, and then there's so many other factors that go. You never know what kind of day someone is having, which is why I always say, like, do something nice. Do a random act of kindness. It could turn someone's whole day around. Someone who probably, like, maybe had bad intentions or whatever the case may be, hearing, like, hey, man, hope you have a great day, or hey, you know what, your shoes look great, or you know what, that that shirt's not wearing you, you're wearing that shirt today, you know, something nice. And it could turn someone's whole day around, you know, just hearing something positive. And it'll keep playing over and over again, like, because people, like, you know, like, when you were younger, like, and you brought home a report card or whatever, and you had an F, like, and it's like, well, why are you only focusing on the bads, or, like, maybe not an F or D or a C, and you had pretty much straight A's, and then, like, your parents were like, oh, well, what's the C about? And it's like, well, what about all those A's that are right there in front of you? Like, can we talk about that? You know, like, positive reinforcement may go a little bit further. I don't know. I don't have kids, so I don't know if it can go longer, like, it can go further than focusing on the bad. I don't know. But I know it's like, okay, well, you know, we got to work on that C. But these straight A's that I'm seeing here, bud, you're doing something in that school. Like you're obviously, this is something that we need to focus on, so we'll take a... Well, I'll study with you if we need to. Not going to learn much from me, but I'll study with you. Like, they're going to be teaching me. It's like, no, that goes, that that goes over here too. Since when is 2 + 2 = 4? You tell me that. I don't know. I didn't know that was a thing. Is this something new? Is this something that they're teaching in 2023? I didn't. And congratulations. Speaking of school, congratulations to those who graduated. Congratulations to all of you. The work doesn't stop. I'm going to tell you that now. Like, you may not have to go to school anymore, but the work doesn't stop. And don't stop. Why? Because there's so much out there for you to grab. The world is yours for the taking. All you have to do is just reach out and grab it. Like, take life by the horns or by the reins or whatever metaphor you want to use. This isn't a metaphor. We're going to take a break. Once again, happy Memorial Day to everyone, to all the veterans, to everyone helping celebrate the veterans and all that they've done. This is The Daily Shift, and we're going to be right back right after the break. All you have to do is simply keep it locked.
Does it ever get old? Well, it never does. It's always a good vibe. It's always a good feeling here on The Daily Shift. And I hope you folks feel it, like, just resonate to your core. I don't know what I'm saying at this point. I don't know what I'm saying because I shouldn't know what I'm saying because I'm not an expert in these fields, but we're going to go deep and dive and see what we can find about some facts. That's right, we're about to get into the facts, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I never know what I'm talking about, because it's not up to me. I'm just reading what's been reported. And what's been reported is going to come from fastcompany.com. FASTCOMPANY.com, fastcompany.com. And it's going to be about 7 surprising facts about creativity, according to science. So if you want to follow along, or if you're like, I don't really like that site or whatever, I don't know. Just, it's a fun segment. We're going to have fun. We're going to get a lot of information. And hopefully you'll be able to connect the dots or do some research on your own, you know? Anyway, let's get into the first one, which is 72% of people have creative insights in the shower. So that means if you want to be super creative, just like stand in the shower all day. That's what I'm getting from that. Like, just stand in the shower and just... Does the water have to be on? And is there a certain temperature? I hope not. But there's an article, a little bit of something for you to read there. If you want to dive deeper into it. Number 2, the introverts are onto something. Solitude is where creativity thrives. Oh, well, I want to read like the first sentence of this. As productive as we can be in groups, there's nothing quite like working and thinking alone. And it goes on from there. Now, I know, like in school, oh my gosh, that wasn't supposed to happen. Anyway, it did happen, so we're just going to roll with it. So in school, like, I'm sure there's people who we all worked in groups, I'm sure. Like, worked with somebody on a project or whatever the case. Not even, it doesn't have to be a group. Just, I guess, well, it says group, so let's leave it at groups. I don't know if it says teammate or whatever, but you feel less restricted. I feel less restricted when I'm working alone. I wonder if anyone else feels that, you know? So that could be part of it. Like, read the article that's there under there, or not article, but just read that paragraph there under there, and you can find out a little bit more. And you can do your own research, dig, and in fact, tell me what you find if you want to. Number three, trying new things makes you more creative. Of course it does. Get a little bit of, and there's a few things to read under there, and trying new things, of course, it's going to make you more creative because now you have a little bit more knowledge about something that you didn't have before. A little bit more insight. Like, oh, if somebody was like, yeah, I like blueberry. I don't know. I like blueberries, but I've never had a blueberry muffin, you know? And you have a blueberry muffin. They'll be able to tell you, like, yeah, blueberries have this such and such flavor to them and blah, blah, blah. So I imagine a blueberry muffin tastes like this. But you can go a little bit deeper and be like, well, no, like, it really complements, like, the flavor of the muffin and this, that, especially if you put this on top. And, you know, you have a little bit more expensive. So I think that's that goes without saying, but maybe it does need saying. Number four, trust your intuition. That's, oh, okay, we're going to skip, oh my gosh. you really should fact check these. Not fact check, but just go over them before they're announced on air. Number five, trauma has hidden creative properties. I don't recommend going through trauma just to be creative, by the way. But there is a fact here that you could read a little bit more about and get some more information. Of course, I'm going to leave the last two facts for you folks to read. I don't want to take the fun out of everything. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is, the Daily Shift. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do the entertainment, and the entertainment is going to have to do something with a movie, and you will find out which one once we come back. This is the Daily Shift. Keep it locked. You know how to find us for podcasts or messages. You know what to do. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Daily Shift. I am Clutch, and of course, I am joined by Cloudy and Corin.
Yeah, what is
hey,
up?
Hey, what's up?
And hopefully, you guys are ready. Hopefully, you guys are ready because we're about to get into a new segment that we're just starting, and it's gonna be the games that we have. And of course, the first game that we have lined up is Mad Libs. And if you're not familiar with it, I'll go ahead and give you a quick little rundown on how we're going to be playing the game here today. So, we'll start by reading the sentences. So, for example, the blank ball flew across the field. Now, I'll tell you whether you need to say an adjective, a noun, or a verb, and then you'll fill it in with that word. You'll write it down, and then I'll draw A, B, or C from random. A representing Cloudy, B representing Corin, and C representing myself, Clutch. And I'll draw them from random, and I'll choose those words will be put into the place. Once we fill in all the blanks, I'll read our newly formed masterpiece, and then we'll go from there. And that's just how the game is played. So, let's do a test one. Like the blank ball flew across the field. Give me an adjective.
What is the same thing?
The blank ball flew across the field.
Glittery ball.
Glitter. Okay. So once you write it down, you just let me know, and then from there, I'm going to just draw, and then I'll say A, B, or C, and then you guys give me the word from there. Like, so when I call you, Okay. Essentially when I call you from the letter, you'll let me know. Okay. So, B. Corin, give me an adjective.
Sweet.
So the sweet ball flew across the field. Okay, that's just an example. All right, now let's get into the real one. First,
Let's go.
It was a, we need an adjective, cold November day. So, hold on. Let me see who we're going to call on. Corin. How many cards? Corin. All right. It was a blank adjective. I need an adjective. Give me one adjective.
It was a... it was... Did you say cold? Sorry, I thought I heard you say cold.
No, that's the... that's the that's part of the sentence afterwards.
Could you repeat the sentence? It...
It was a blank.
Actually, it was a blank. Is that just the end of the sentence? There's nothing that comes after that.
It's a comma.
Okay. It was fast.
Okay. Vast. Fast, yeah, is the first adjective that we have. Okay. So after that, we need another adjective. Cloudy. Give me an adjective.
Dark.
Dark. Okay, hold on. And the next word, we need a type of bird. And I drew C. So... that might not be a bird, what I wrote down, but we're gonna try. Actually, I'm gonna mess with it. I drew a bee, so the next thing I need from you, Corin, is a room in a house.
A room in a house.
Correct. Kitchen, bathroom, something like that.
Any room in any house. Let's go for the guest room.
Guest room. If you have a dungeon, you could have said dungeon, by the way. And let's see. Hold on. We need... Cloudy. We need a verb, a past tense verb.
Sitting.
So sat, okay.
Oh, yeah, sat.
And... it's me. I need to write down a verb. I have a feeling this is going to be... okay. We need... oh, this is going to get personal. Corin, I need a relative's name.
A relative's name?
Yes.
Let's go with Brett.
Brett.
Yeah.
Okay, I need... Corin, I need a noun.
You need a noun?
How many? And in the meantime, while Corin gives me a noun, Cloudy, I need a liquid.
Gas?
What? What kind of liquid?
Fuel liquid or washing detergent?
Washing detergent? That's a liquid, I guess.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend drinking it, but it's a detergent.
Yeah.
I don't think you heard me for a moment there, or I'm not sure if you did.
Oh, what was your name?
It was man, right? I think I said that.
You said man?
Yeah.
Okay. And I need to put down a verb ending in ing. Okay. And Cloudy, I need part of the body, plural.
Elbow.
Okay, and the last three, we're almost there. Hang in there with me. Cloudy, give me a plural noun.
A noun plural. Cushions.
Oh, who now?
Cushions.
Cushions, okay.
Hello.
And Cloudy, wow. Cloudy, give me a verb ending in ing.
Ending in what?
ING.
ED. Oh, ING. Yep. Going.
Rowing?
Going.
Going, okay. And this falls on you, Cloudy. The last one does fall on you. It's going to be one more noun.
Tree.
Tree. Okay, so now... Let's see what kind of mess we've made today. So, it was a fast, cold November day. I woke up to the dark smell of kangaroo. I did not put a bird. The smell of kangaroo roasting in the guest room downstairs. I sat downstairs to see if I could help kick the dinner. My mom said, "See if Brett needs a fresh man." See if Brett needs a fresh man. So I carried a tray of glasses full of detergent. That is not something you want to drink. Well, 2021, that's what they were drinking, the pod choice thing, whatever.
Yeah.
Full glasses full of detergent into the cooking room. When I got there, I couldn't believe my elbows. What? I couldn't believe my elbows. There were cushions going on the tree. There were cushions going on the tree. I don't know what kind of disaster we just made, but it was beautiful. It was a beautiful train wreck.
Just for the record, I hope that he doesn't put cushions on his Christmas tree.
Was that the only problem you found with that?
Kangaroo.
Yeah, waking up to the smell of a
dark roasting kangaroo.
Yeah, that's not great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is the first of mini games we're playing. You don't want to miss what we have next week. Next week we're gonna be playing, I don't know what to call this, like musical, it's like a musical chairs kind of thing. You don't want to miss what I'm talking about. Corn, can you take us out, please?
I'll take us up. Give us a call on 1-833 Radio BX.